Hi, you're listening to Small Things Often from the Gottman Institute, where we talk you through research-based tips to help improve your relationships in 5 minutes or less. Today's tip is about subjective realities. Some things are just that, subjective. And when you're in a conflict, it's possible that two different viewpoints are both valid, even if it feels like the right side is obvious. We do want to be clear, though, that there are certain situations where this may not apply. The civil unrest that's been happening in our country is an example. The existence of two different viewpoints doesn't give anyone permission to be racist or violent. But there are times when there's two valid sides to a conflict. That means no one is necessarily right or wrong, because we all see things a little differently sometimes. It's important to acknowledge both sides in these situations so you don't deny your partner's experience. It's also important to separate facts from feelings, because feelings aren't facts, but they do matter. Let's say both you and your partner are working from home right now, and today your partner woke up on the wrong side of the bed, and you already have it in your head that they clearly have some major to-do as they go to close the door to your shared office. In fact, the sound of the door closing makes you jump. To you, that sound was loud and totally unexpected. It might be natural to just blurt out, "Why did you slam the door?" But instead of going back and forth with your partner about whether or not they really slammed the door, try acknowledging your feelings. Try saying, "I felt afraid when the door closed. It was so loud it made me jump." Instead of, "You scared me when you slammed the door." Do you hear the difference? When you use an I statement about your feelings instead of a you statement, it's more likely to make your partner feel less defensive and give them an opportunity to address your feelings. Maybe they don't think that they slammed the door, but you think they did. No one is necessarily wrong. What's important is that feelings on both sides exist, so they need to be heard and acknowledged. Your partner has a right to feel however they do, even if it's different from how you feel. And that goes both ways. So here's today's small thing. The next time you find yourself in a conflict, ask yourself, is the reality of this situation subjective? Instead of arguing over perceived facts, acknowledge your feelings and be open to theirs. Tune in to the next episode of Small Things Often for another quick tip from the Gottman Institute, helping you maintain and strengthen all of your relationships.